I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker used his annual State of the State address to, quote, confront a scourge that has been plaguing our political system for too long. Tony Arnold has more.
Pritzker's speech comes a day after a former state senator pleaded guilty to taking bribes. Next week, a former state rep is scheduled to be arraigned for offering bribes to a different state senator. They come as federal agents are crawling all over Springfield. And in response to all that, Pritzker noted a panel that's working to clean up state government.
People need to treat disgusting suggestions with disgust. The old patronage system needs to die, finally and completely.
Legislators largely ignored the last call for tougher state ethics rules after the arrest of former Governor Rod Blagojevich. I'm Tony Arnold.
State Representative Carol Ammons liked what she heard in the governor's address because Pritzker promised he would work to reduce tuition burdens on Illinois families. Ammons, an Urbana Democrat, says the state has tried to address this issue, but she doesn't believe it has gone far enough.
We believe black people in Illinois can only get ahead if they have access to affordable college, trade schools, and other programs that would increase their skill set. And we do believe that Illinois is on the right track towards this goal.
Ammons says she's focused on free tuition for community colleges to provide students greater access to higher education. Illinois officials disclosed fresh issues with the state's automatic voter registration program, saying at least one eligible voter said she registered to vote but still ended up on an opt-out list. The program is already under fire for mistakenly registering more than 500 people who indicated they were not U.S. citizens, of which 15 people voted in recent elections. State election officials said at least 8 of the people had long voting histories and were likely U.S. citizens. Details on the new issues disclosed at a State Board of Elections meeting Wednesday were scarce. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is partnering with two other state attorneys general over litigation of the Equal Rights Amendment. Virginia AG Mark Herring's office announced the partnership Wednesday, which includes Aaron Ford of Nevada. A news release did not provide additional details about the litigation. A news conference to discuss it is planned for today. The announcement came 2 days after Virginia became the critical 38th state to ratify the measure, which would prohibit discrimination based on sex. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state's unemployment rate is at a record low. In his State of the State address yesterday, he says there is more work to be done. Meanwhile, a Southern Illinois lawmaker says the governor failed to touch on an important issue for House Republicans. GOP State Representative Terry Bryant of Murfreesboro says she wanted to hear more about fair maps, which, if approved by the General Assembly and adopted by voters, would replace the current practice of lawmakers drawing new legislative maps with a 16-member commission.
So he's talking about the graduated income tax, but he never mentioned one time fair maps. So we're at a place right now where if fair maps does not get on the ballot in this next election, then it doesn't matter for the next decade.
SIU's Paul Simon Public Policy Institute recently released a poll that showed 72% of Illinois voters want an independent commission to draw legislative lines. Bryant says the governor made a campaign promise that he would work toward fair maps. In Missouri, abortion is expected to play a key role in the governor's race. Governor Mike Parson is seeking to keep his seat. Democratic State Auditor Nicole Galloway wants to replace him. Parson has a big advantage over Galloway in the Republican-dominated state.